KSL News Time 519. Let's check your triple team traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
No accidents on the Valley freeways reported really tying up traffic, except for a fender bender. A KSL traffic trooper alerted us to westbound SR 201 about 6400 west. But for those traveling southbound I-15, you've got delays that start in the heart of the Valley about 2100 south, continuing to 90th south, and then again approaching Bangor Highway in Draper. Northbound I-15, also a little bogged down. Sandy to Midvale, southbound I-215's west belt, heavy and slow from California Avenue to about 3900 south. Len Thomas?
Ricky, on the south end of the Valley, 90th south, and those major surface streets like 106th on down to Bluffdale are busy and bunched up for a lot of the drive from I-15 to Redwood Road. Otherwise, Bangor Highway right now looking better, but a little slow. California to 3500 south. As you head over the point of the mountain, southbound I-15 into Utah County, it's still slow from the top there, right about the quarry on down to Thanksgiving Point. Your northbound drive through Utah County, though, looking pretty good. Spanish Fork up to Lehigh and to the point in about 25 minutes. Mark?
Yeah, and up to 8 extra minutes traveling south Salt Lake, 3400 south through downtown, northbound I-15 to the north interchange, and it's delayed almost the entire way. It's a little unusual for this afternoon. Then the Davis County delays are pretty usual. Farmington Highway 89 Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall Highway 89, getting some overflow delays there at the split into Fruit Heights. And then southbound I-15 starting to get some delays about 650 North Clearfield. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every day.